It's definitely like anxious a little bit, but also excited and just kind of like, I'm a believer. So I believe that God knows what's best, and whatever he ends up doing in this, and I know he knows and he chooses things for everyone and he has a path for everyone. So whatever happens, the outcome of it, I'm going to be okay with it just because I know that that's the way it's supposed to be. So I'm not too worried about it. So
that's Glenwood Springs resident Elena. She says she's pro-life and categorizes the issue as a primary motivating factor for supporting Boebert and Trump. For everyone who accepted the request for an interview, the subject of President Trump came up sooner or later, like with Parachute Town Trustee Fred Anderson.
Last time I voted for Trump, I just kind of went, I don't know. Do I trust the guy? I really don't know, but I'm going to give him a shot. Now, wholeheartedly. I love his policies. You know, he's a person. He has warts like anybody else, but his policies, and he cares. He truly, truly loves the country, and he truly loves everybody in the country. And can't fault him. And I think everybody sees it. And I still think that no, by the pollsters and everybody else, they still don't get it. They still don't get it.
Anderson says he's convinced Trump, Boebert, and the GOP will win big.
I think that the conservative side has got it wrapped up. I think we're good to go, honestly. I'm more worried about what's going to happen afterwards. Because seeing the temper tantrums that were thrown 4 years ago, I'm just saying these are going to be epic this time. And with all the violence and everything that's been going on around the country and all the cities, yeah, these temper tantrums are going to be epic this time. So, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
On the other hand, Anderson says conservatives will be more accepting of a Biden victory than the left, with the caveat that he wins, quote, without cheating. Anderson thinks increased mail-in voting is one way said cheating could occur. He also talks about a chilling effect for older voters caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think there might be some folks, especially older folks, who aren't going to leave the house, who aren't used to doing it through the mail or whatever. They're used to doing it in person, and they've done it their entire life, but they don't want to even leave the house because they're too susceptible. So I think it's going to really affect a lot of the older folks more than anything, honestly.
Another perspective present at the rally comes from Kevin Medina, a younger Rifle resident.
Over 80 million ballots have been casted early, so they're doing it early, so tomorrow they aren't bunched up in a group to vote, which is a good idea to slow down the spread of the pandemic.
Medina goes on to explain that he mostly came to the rally for fun, where he ended up posing for a photo with Boebert, who also gave him a signed poster. He gives her kudos for running a strong campaign. Still, signed poster or no, he doesn't approve of how she, and more broadly, the Republican Party and their supporters treat the pandemic.
The Republicans follow what Trump has done, and like, he has been downplaying the virus, which has 200,000 people have died in the United States, and the cases keep rising and rising. The United States beat its own record in new coronavirus cases from 80,000 to 90,000 in one day. Honestly, I just wanted to come down here and see how many people would be here. Me and my neighbor actually made a bet to see how many people would be wearing a mask down here. And as you can see, I think only me and you are the ones here wearing a mask. And if Lauren Boebert would have worn a mask, it probably would have increased the public opinion towards her.
Citing a string of missed court appearances for various crimes and what some consider comparatively light sentences for violations like speeding tickets, and for violating public health regulations both before and during the pandemic, Medina says he can't square Boebert's past with the founding principles of the country.
When there was a nationwide lockdown, she opened her restaurant up, and of course she got shut down, and she went to court and fought it. So what I don't understand is, like, since she is well known here, it's not really fair towards other people who do it. Nobody is above the law. We the people have the power. Like it said in the Magna Carta before, everyone shall be created equal. And like it says in the Constitution, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. But I'm starting to see that it's not really going in that direction, like with Lauren.
For KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.